They've lived here for generations, but they've decided enough is enough, and the entire population of the West Bank village of Zanota is moving. They're removing anything that can be salvaged from their homes. All belongings, of course, but also roofs, electrical wiring, bricks. Everything gets put into trucks and trailers for the journey to a new, equally desolate place in the Hebron Hills. They have no choice. Israeli settlers have harassed them and threatened them. Now they're being told by the Israeli Defense Forces that they have a week to leave. Sahar El-Tel watches as her family slowly dismantles her home. For over 100 years, her family have lived here. They've resisted being moved on before, but after the Hamas attack on October the 7th, everything changed, and staying is no longer an option.
How do you think I'm feeling? It's like losing your most valuable possession in life, our land, our lives. The army came and gave us warnings. It's not a peaceful life. They give us warnings and we have trouble with them.
Imposing Israeli settlements, administration buildings and factories are just across the valley floor. This is on Palestinian land. The buildings are illegal.
The point is that the forced eviction of Palestinians from their homes and their territory is accepted by the international community as completely illegal. Also, the building of settlements by Israeli settlers is completely illegal. And even when the police and the authorities get involved and tell them that they shouldn't be building, they carry on anyway and nobody comes and stops them. And that, everyone accepts, is just against the law.
Since the war in Gaza started, the military has closed roads to Palestinian towns and aren't allowing the free movement of cars. So people here have to walk out and catch cabs. From fortified watchtowers, armed soldiers monitor all movement. Normal life has stopped here. British-born settler Maisie Avichail says Jews have a historical right to live here in Hebron, whether it's legal or not.
This is the oldest place in the world that's Jewish and that has been Jewish for 4,800 years. Who can tell? Can you tell me who you're descended from? We the Jews, we're a tribe, we're a family. We're the only ones that can tell you where we are descended from.
Hundreds of Palestinian families have been forced from their homes since October the 7th. Like Zanota, other entire villages have emptied. The fear is that the settlement expansion will only grow, never to be reversed.